on the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked in stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 football championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66, live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
History was made on Tuesday night as the Baylor Bears in an exciting 94-89 overtime win over West Virginia clinched their first ever Big 12 regular season championship title.
Here come the Bears inbounding far side of the floor. Teague inbounds to Davion Mitchell. Bears down by two in overtime. Butler a three. Left corner is good by Jared Butler.
He knew he was going to shoot it when he caught it. He was coming off of a screen. He was cocked and ready. And great pass, great offense that time.
John Morris, Pat Nunley on the call. A great game. Jared Butler with 25, Davion Mitchell with 20. An incredible victory. We're going to talk with Pat Nunley in just a few moments. Also from Tuesday night, Texas with a nice win over the winless Iowa State Cyclones. 81-67 victory.
Now to George Conant going around Hepa, left the runner short. Good low post defense from Kamaka Hepa. Into the front court. Lob pass into Kai Jones. Oh, that was ferocious as he threw it down off the pass from Courtney Ramey.
That is Craig Way. Kai Jones is going to be a key piece for this Texas Longhorn team if Shaka Smart's squad is going to make a deep run into postseason. And Texas Tech back on a winning streak, 69-49 at home against TCU.
Free throw up and short. Swooping through to get it, though, Micah Peavy. Nadolny knifes, spins, hands, left corner McCuller. Defenders melt. Peavy goes up, missed the layup. Peavy got it again, puts it up and missed it. Tipped out to Edwards. Straight on three. Bang! Guns up three ball. Timeout Frog.
That is Jeff Haxton. Kyler Edwards playing a key role for this team over the last four or five games. We'll talk later on in the program with Jeff about this Texas Tech Red Raiders basketball team. Don't sleep on them. Middle towards bottom of the pack, do not sleep on them. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with in another week or so in Kansas City. So we've got a busy night coming up for you. We need to get into our Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. No matter the season, it is your go-to game day necessity. And our Making It Look Natural Player of the Week is Cade Cunningham. He wins the Big 12 Player and Newcomer of the Week again for the second consecutive week. It's the freshman's 7th and 8th weekly conference awards, already added to his school record total. Earlier this week, Cunningham had 20 points in the win over Texas Tech on Big Monday. For the week, he averaged 30 points, shooting nearly 59%.
Cunningham slashes to the rim, scoop layup off the glass and in. Cowboys with the ball. Cunningham drives, right side, baseline jumper is good. Cunningham, top of the key, drives it left, gets to the rim, runner from five, around the rim and in. Cowboys lead by one. And a timeout, Oklahoma State.
Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer. Big 12 meets Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solverbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football?
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges. Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
2 seconds to go. Bridges shot, no good. And the Bears have won over West Virginia. The Bears win it in overtime over the Mountaineers, 94-89. The Bears clinch a share of the Big 12 Conference Championship.
Unbelievable, John. We saw it all on display today. Experience, toughness, savvy, competitive nature, and just the ability to persevere. This is a team, John, that took 3 weeks off, and their last outing looked really, really bad. Today, they put it all together. And we're watching them celebrate, and I'm telling you, I'm getting a little emotional.
Well, that's John Morris and Pat Nunley on the call. An exciting time for Baylor men's and women's basketball. And joining us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Pat, the analyst for Baylor men. Congratulations to both the men and women claiming the regular season titles. That's just the third time in conference history that's happened. Quite a feat.
It's been wonderful, Bill, and there's a lot of celebration happening today. And, you know, it's not like from a men's perspective, that was a big win. But for those of us that have been around a long time, we're chewing on it. I mean, we're really having to think it through and just being thoughtful about it. I mean, it's not just a big win. It's basically every dribble of every practice for the last 18 years since Scott's been here. And so there's an awful lot to think about. And the women have really raised the bar. And, you know, around Baylor now, it's you win championships. And it's not you play well and occasionally you beat a top 20 team. It's you get to the top. And now the challenge is, how do you stay there? And the women have really set the bar high on that.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Kim Mulkey and the Baylor Lady Bears. So I mentioned third time in conference history that both programs win the regular season titles. Kansas did it in 97 and Iowa State in 2000. So it's been a long time. And I want to go back, Pat, because you talked about this 18-year journey. And that was one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because Scott Drew was quick to point out that this was a long time coming, and he thanked the players and the fans too, who had to put up a lot when this team started out 8-21, 9-19, and you know, even through some of the good years, the tournament heartbreaks. Talk a little bit more about that and this journey, because it is more than just this year or what happened, you know, even last season.
Yeah, it's really going from hope to belief. We got Scott in, I was talking to a guy last night that was on the committee that hired him all these years ago. And we were laughing because I said, when we hired him, I went, well, that's great, but who is he? Never heard of him. I'd heard of his dad, Homer, but I had no idea who he was. And so we had to get acclimated to him. I remember, Bill, at his first press conference, he said, we're going to the Final Four. And there was audible laughter in the room. And we thought, okay, let's go. And he got us, you know, we were just so dysfunctional, we couldn't even see it. And what he did was come in and create a vision of what the program could be. And we couldn't go anywhere without that vision. And he talked about raising the bar. He raised it high. And we went from, okay, we're bought in now. And now we hope that we could get better. But then along the way, we had some pretty significant milestones. We go to the first NCAA tournament we'd been in 20 years in 2008. And so we're thinking, okay, now we can do this. Now what's next? And slowly but slowly, Bill, it went from hope to belief. And once we got to belief, it changed everything. But Scott and his staff and his players get all the credit for that. And the fans have been faithful and loyal and have hung in there with him. And all that culminated really in a Big 12 championship last night, which I'm still pinching myself about, honestly.
And, you know, you talk about the fans staying loyal, and it's difficult because, you know, every fan base, and I'm not picking on anyone in particular, but you go 4 or 5 years and you're not seeing the results you expected, whatever those results would be, and people want to make a change, and that's it. Let's make a change. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and they've stuck with the program and Scott, and that's a pretty cool thing for a fan base to do.
Yeah. And the key to that, I think, Bill, has been that Scott just can inspire you. And again, it's not smoke and mirrors. It's real. But he never wavers. And I know you and I talked about this in our last discussion. He's so optimistic, so positive. that you believe in him and he inspires you and he motivates you to do that. That we've never had discussions around here as a Baylor community about him not being our coach. It's always been, if ever, about I hope we can keep him. And we've never really wavered from that. And I think we've been lucky to hang on to him for 18 years. So that's really been the attitude of the fans. They've embraced him. They love him. They believe in him. And it's been a nice journey along the way because of it.
Pat Nunley, the analyst for Baylor men's basketball, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And I obviously want to talk about the West Virginia game from Tuesday, and we're going to preview Oklahoma State and even look at Texas Tech. But Pat, when the team missed 21 days, obviously health and safety first and foremost, but when you think of basketball, how concerned were you about the layoff and the long-term effects that it was going to have on this team once it got into the tournament?
Extremely, extremely concerned. And we didn't have much to base. I mean, maybe part of the reason for that concern was we really didn't know anything. And I'm learning after the fact, and I don't know how accurate this is, that we had 8 players get COVID. It's not like we missed games because of contact tracing. We had the bug. And so it ran through the program. And Scott was telling us during that break, he's calling coaches all across the country who had experienced the same thing. And every one of them said, Scott, you got to be patient. You got to be positive. Brace yourself, because they're not going to come back the way they were before the break. And it's 3 weeks. I'm sorry, three. It's 3 games, basically, before they start to look the way they did look. And I think that's been the case. Against Iowa State, we were lucky to win. Against Kansas, we played poorly, and we played so poorly that it was clearly COVID and it was nothing else. I mean, you don't get pounded on the glass like we did at Kansas, 48-28. Baylor just doesn't do that. We've been out rebounded, but not like that. So last night was the 3rd game back, and I still don't think we're 100% by any means, but we were strong enough, good enough, and deep enough to win that game in the 3rd game back, which is really what Scott was hoping for, and it came to pass last night, I think.
94-89 win at West Virginia, and they shot 13 of 31 from beyond the arc, 51% overall, 36 of 70. So, yeah, those legs are getting back under them, because they – what were they, 6 for 26 on threes from, you know, at Kansas as well? Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're certainly getting their legs back. You know, hey, Pat, hang on. I want to talk more. There's an amazing stat on Maceo Teague and his defense that I want to share. We'll get to that. Remember, you can download Big 12 this week as a podcast through Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Look for Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. We got more next on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Join Compass Minerals in the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Safe.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back on Big 12 This Week, where you can listen on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Pat Nunley, the analyst for Baylor Men's Basketball, joining us. Brad Howe, who is a co-host with Tony Caridi in West Virginia on their Sportsline talk show, mentioned this, and I saw them tweet this out, that Maceo Teague, when he's guarding players, the players that are shooting against Maceo Teague for the season are shooting just 17%. Did you ever hear that stat? And just talk about his defense and the way that Baylor plays defense as a team.
Well, before the break against Texas, for example, which is the last game we played before the 3 weeks off, I thought defensively we were elite. And Bill, you and I have talked about how Baylor, even this year, has two players who are among the 10 semifinalists for the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year Award. That's Mark Vidal and Davion Mitchell. And I don't think Maceo Teague gets the credit that he deserves for his defensive ability. He's just built for it. And he's got a heart for it. He's a tough guy. He's quiet, doesn't say a whole lot, not real vocal. But he is... He understands that for Baylor to win a championship, they're going to do it more with defense than they are offense. We said last night towards the end of the broadcast, Bill, that Baylor has the offensive firepower to score enough points to win that game. The question is, could they get stops? And we couldn't down the stretch. I mean, it was hard. But when we finally somehow got our way into overtime, in the overtime, West Virginia made 1 of 5. And they were shooting lights out. 1 of 5, we forced 3 turnovers, and we win the game. So it's defense first. And Maceo Teague is an underappreciated defensive player for sure.
Yeah, both teams shot well. I mean, it was such a fun game to watch. Pat Nunley, analyst for Baylor men's basketball, joining us on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. So a quick turnaround now against Oklahoma State, Thursday, 6 p.m. on ESPN2. This should be a much different game than the 81-66 win that the Bears had over the Cowboys in late January. Pat, OSU is playing really well right now. Five straight, and Cade Cunningham has just been amazing.
Yeah, he has. And he didn't play in the first game between Oklahoma State and Baylor. So I'm anxious to watch him play. Obviously, I've seen him on TV and I've heard a lot about him, but I haven't seen him in person. And so I'm looking forward to that. You know, West Virginia was hot, too. And I think the Bears, Bill, have turned the corner. Now, easy for me to say that. They're not 100%. I mean, if Oklahoma State scores 89 like West Virginia did, I think Baylor's in trouble. But having won that game, having clinched the championship, I think Baylor's going to finish strong. I really do. Honestly, and this is just Nunley talking, I think we're about to roll again. And we got to get healthy. We got to get 100%. But I love the challenge. I love that Oklahoma State has come back and that they're having an NCAA tournament kind of year. I love it. I think it's great for the league. I love their coach, Mike Boynton. So it'll be fun on Thursday, but I think the monkey's kind of off the backs of the Bears, and here we go again, hopefully.
You know, I think as I'm looking at the schedules, you know, I always have this sponsored can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. And I think that this is the can't-miss game, Baylor and Oklahoma State, just because you have Cunningham, who this past week averaged 30 points, shot almost 59%, 8 rebounds, couple steals, he's getting blocks, against a very good defensive team. So, Pat, I want to ask you about this. What's the defensive philosophy when you have a guy who's as good as Cunningham and you have a team like Baylor that plays great defense? Do you stick one guy on him? Do you do multiple? Do you say, you know what, let's let Cunningham, we know he's going to get his points, let him go and we'll shut down other guys. That's most important. Or no, we've got to stop Cunningham. We can't let him take the game over. What's the approach?
Well, with any great player like that, Bill, the challenge is to figure out what they don't do well, or maybe better put, what they don't do as well as they do everything else, and make them do that. It's like with Derek Culver last night. I think part of the idea was make him a passer. He's not a great passer. I mean, he's got three times more turnovers than he does assists, so make him do something he doesn't want to do. And I think that helped. I mean, he got to the line, but I don't think he made a field goal last night. So same thing with Cunningham. Now, I don't know what those things are that he doesn't do well, because it sounds like he does everything well. But coaches will have that figured out. Make him uncomfortable. Make him work for every single thing he gets. I don't know. I mean, like last night, Sean McNeil went off for a while, and I'm thinking, you just got to keep the ball out of his hands, because it didn't matter how closely you guarded him. Do we do something like that for Cunningham to start the game? I don't think so. I think we're good enough defensively, and we're connected again defensively. We had not been, against Kansas or Iowa State, connected at all defensively. I thought last night we were a little better there. We got work to do. But against Thursday, I think it's just great, solid team defense. Understand where Cunningham is at any point in time, and make him as uncomfortable as you possibly can. Now, how you do that, I'm not sure, but I think that's the approach.
Yeah. Baylor and Oklahoma State Thursday, 6 p.m. on ESPN2, and that's it. We're calling it our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less. Ticketsforless.com is the website, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So fun to watch, and certainly fun to listen to you and John Morris. Pat Nunley, thank you so much for your time, and appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. More next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Safe!
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City and would like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournament.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Here on Big 12 This Week, and my guest now, Jeff Hexton, voice of Texas Tech men's basketball and baseball here on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. You've got midweek baseball, weekend baseball, basketball. They're stacking up all these games. One of the busiest men in Texas right now. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm terrific, Bill. It's a fun time, man. When things start to overlap, you really get to test your abilities and go back and forth. And anytime you can get a challenge in something that you've been doing for over 20 years, that's good. So,
well, let's talk basketball. I also wanted to touch on a little bit of football, and then, you know, unless you've got a run on us, I mean, you get a busy schedule, maybe get a couple thoughts on baseball too. But Red Raiders basketball, the team has been streaky, win streaks of 4-2, 3-3, and now going for another third straight win Thursday against Iowa State after ending a three-game losing streak. You know, Chris Beard has changed the attitude and expectations for Red Raiders basketball. What does that say about this team answering that three-game losing streak with wins in the last two games, Tuesday against TCU, Saturday against Texas, and now, like we said, going here for a third straight?
Well, I really think, Bill, that the COVID cancellations then piled on by the winter weather cancellations, threw a big time wrinkle into this season. There was no real opportunity, at least for a couple weeks, to get any kind of rhythm. You would have TCU scheduled here, not going to happen. Schedule it later in the week, not going to happen. That game got moved around four times. And then after all that, if you sit as long as the Red Raiders did, you get to open up at Red Hot Kansas on a Saturday, and then follow that up with Red Hot Oklahoma State on Monday. Not an easy chore for anybody in the country to go through that gauntlet, much less have the rust that you've had from not playing. So that was going to be a tough stretch. Hey, and Texas Tech was competitive in both those games. The one in Stillwater went to overtime. So you knew that there were some good things there, but it's hard to find those in losses. So that now you get home, and the Big 12 puts out the rest of the schedule, the makeup games, which is what we're in right now. And you have a home game with TCU after the game with Texas. That was previously the last game on the regular season schedule. So then you get TCU, Iowa State, then at Baylor. Now you got a chance to start building some confidence, build a rhythm. And I think we're starting to see that with this Texas Tech team, where it looked like there were guys pressing and just trying their hardest but can't get it to go the right way. Now there's smiles and enjoyment and fun, and that does my heart good, knowing how much these guys have put in with the work and going through unlimited COVID tests and kind of shutting down their whole social lives, to see them smiling like they were against TCU and Texas has done my heart good. And I think this team's headed in a nice direction.
Yeah, you know, if you look from the outside, and obviously Tech didn't win the Big 12 regular season title, but if you look from the outside and you see Coach Beard, who says, hey, look, we're getting ready for the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, and we're preparing to win that thing, and you're like, well, that might be a little lofty for you guys. But listen, you said they're headed in the right direction, and if you don't set that as a goal, well, then you're never going to reach that.
Yeah, and, you know, Texas Tech hasn't traditionally done well in that tournament. It's all about, you know, doing your best up there, sure, but it's really about the big dance that's waiting around the corner. But I do think, I have a feeling they're going to put extra emphasis on this tournament in Kansas City, even if they have to play from a 7 seed and play on Wednesday. I think you're going to see some extra effort. And I think it's going to be about proving themselves, because I'm telling you, the way the schedule hashed out, that took some wins off the board for the Red Raiders. Texas Tech has had one possession games with Kansas twice, Oklahoma State twice. I mean, it's just been over and over where you've had these close games, really played Baylor tough when they were here. I think they're going to try and prove a point up in Kansas City.
We're talking with Jeff Haxton, voice of Texas Tech. He's joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. And, you know, recently I was looking back, and, you know, most nights here, Coach Beard is getting 11 guys on the floor. And obviously you need your top dudes well rested at the end of the season. But if you're going to go to Kansas City and make a deep run like he wants to do, you've got to be able to rest those starters, and the bench has to come in and help you make that long run. What have you seen from the rotation and just how this team has played with the number of players that have gotten in here over the last few games?
Yeah, good observation, Bill. It's fun because you have a guy in Clarence Nadolny who the first half of conference play just didn't play maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Well, he gets 14 minutes last night. Have this guy, the next sensation coming to the Big 12 is Vladislav Golden, 7'1" Russian. But I'm telling you, the crowd went absolutely crazy for Vlad. They made Chris Beard substitute this freshman from Russia by chanting Vlad, Vlad, Vlad. I mean, and Coach Beard had to go to the scorer's table because he had 5 guys coming in, and Vlad wasn't one of them. And he talked to Terrence Shannon, and Terrence Shannon said, let Vlad go in. Shannon got up from the scorer's table. Vlad came in, and the crowd went bonkers. So I've never seen this. This is year 5 where Chris Beard's using everybody. You know, he's using Avery Benson. He's got a role on this team. He's using Chibuzo Agbo, who's growing day by day, who's one of the heroes in that win over Texas. Usually the rotation is 8. And I remember even in the Final Four year, it got down to about seven when the games were in the Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Final Four in the championship game. It got down to seven, where that's the guys that he really, truly trusted in the biggest moments. But right now, everybody's getting run, and it's fun to watch. You did last night. You did against TCU without Mac McClung, really. I mean, Mac had 4 points and played 17 minutes and didn't break a sweat. That's good for the future coming up, because you're hoping that guys like him will be rested.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Kyler Edwards, Coach Beard has talked about, he's been playing some great basketball in the last five games, and not just the 20 points that he had in the Tuesday game, but he seems to be taking care of the basketball more, and that's almost more important, certainly more important than the points.
He's a guy that'll lead you in rebounds. Nobody talks about that. He's led Tech in his career 11 times rebounding the basketball. He hovers around five boards. He didn't have any against TCU because he was so busy scoring. He had, like I said, he had 20 points. But he is at 66 assists to 25 turnovers, somewhere around there. And that's just, I mean, it's hard to fathom a guy like Kyler not being a part of this, because he's doing so much more than just scoring or stuffing the stat sheet. Because I'm telling you, the guy doesn't turn it over. He's careful with the ball, and that's so important on any team and really in this motion offense.
So a quick turnaround, the Thursday matchup against Iowa State, 6 p.m. tip Central Time on ESPN2. What concerns with a team that's 0-15?
The fact that they can go and play a Baylor like they did and lead by, what, 12? Yeah. I mean, they have some weapons, and Solomon Young gave us all kinds of problems in the first half up in Ames. So you have to, you must not look at the standings, not look at where Iowa State sits in a tough season, and go out there and handle your own business. I mean, that's just imperative, because we've seen it. I mean, Kansas State popped TCU on the road. You know, there are teams that can jump up and have a night, and at the end you're going, what happened? You can't allow that, because you've got so much momentum starting to build. You have to keep stacking things on top. And you know, if you win this one, you guarantee to finish above 500 in Big 12 play, which will be nice. And then you're like, okay, we've made these three steps by getting past Iowa State. Now let's really go take a shot at Baylor on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they have a game time set for that. The thing I'm looking at here doesn't show a time yet for that. So
if it's 3 p.m. for Baylor on Sunday.
Okay, 3 p.m. on ESPN, I believe. All right, that's great. All right, well, let's wrap up with this. Let's talk some football here. Alan Bowman announced he's headed to Michigan. So a two-part question. Talk about the quarterback's days at Tech. It didn't seem like it reached the potential that many had hoped for. And now, what does the QB situation look like? Henry Cullumby, I imagine he's going to be the starter. And then three quarterbacks behind him who haven't seen the field much.
Well, the quarterback room at Texas Tech is interesting, because you get the transfer from Oregon, who's a former five-star, all kinds of accolades in Shuck. And I think the thought around here is he's going to come in and lead this quarterback room. I don't think Henry Cullumby is going to be your guy. He is going to be a guy that will be there and be competitive. And who knows? I mean, if he goes off and has a great spring, he may be your starting quarterback. You've got Baron Morton coming in with, again, similar accolades. So Matt Wells is doing a good job of taking what he has and then trying to supplement it with transfers. And in any time of our lives in collegiate athletics, to do that, now is the time, because of the free access to transfers. And he's taken a lot of Pac-12 talent and inserted it here in Lubbock. They've got to get better on the offensive line. They've got to improve depth. They've got to get a quarterback. That's the number one thing. And with Alan Bowman, Bowman got everybody so excited around here because of his start as a freshman. He was really tremendous, you know, out of the gate, had that look of a Texas Tech quarterback, gunslinger. And he did. When he was at his tops as a freshman, he just zipped that thing all over the yard. And then he got hurt. And he got hurt bad against West Virginia, collapsed lung, ribs, all those things. And then he got hurt against Oklahoma later that year, trying to dive into the end zone. And so injuries really set Allen back. And I don't know if he ever felt comfortable again as the quarterback for Texas Tech. So what I'm hoping for Allen is that he just is able to hit that reset button, that he finds his true calling, which is being a quarterback that can really hum it. And I wish him the best up there in the maize and gold, maize and blue. What is the term?
I think maize and blue. I think maize and blue.
All right. So in those cool uniforms, I hope he fills it out and does a great job there, because I really like Allen. And I like, you know, the guys that they're starting to assemble in this quarterback room. So sure am rooting for Coach Wells.
Jeff Haxton, marathon hours for you for the next couple of weeks through this crossover of seasons. I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Yeah, we're back on Big 12 this week. You know, you can listen to the show as a podcast if you go to Google, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Big12Sports.com. Just search Big 12 this week. Chelsea Smith is the Outreach and Communications Coordinator for Community Blood Center in the Kansas City area, and she's with us now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Chelsea, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, well, listen, blood is thicker than water. Relationships, loyalty to your school. Here's a cool way to show your spirit, represent your Big 12 school, and help out in a big way. We're getting ready for the Champions Save Lives Blood Drive, which will take place during the Big 12 tournament. And Chelsea is here to tell us about that. We're calling on Big 12 fans to help boost blood collections in the Kansas City area. Right, Chelsea?
Yeah, that's right. The Champion Save Lives Blood Drive is going to be held on March 10th, 11th, and 12th at Municipal Auditorium. So we're hopeful that we're going to catch a lot of the Big 12 fans that are downtown for the games that week. But in general, we tried to do this last year, if you remember, Bill, and we caught the beginning of the pandemic. So we're hoping that this year is going to look a little bit different for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we hear all the time that there's a need for blood, a push for people to donate. But I've got to imagine that during the pandemic, this has been a real struggle. People just not going out, socially distancing. So the need has to be really strong now, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually been, the Kansas City area has been in a blood shortage since the onset of the pandemic. So since end of March last year, we've not exceeded a 5-day supply of blood products. And in order to comfortably sustain our blood supply, we require a 7-day supply on our shelf at all times. So we've been in a consistent blood shortage for almost a year now. And things are getting better day by day, especially as the world seems to be settling into some semblance of normality, but we're still not collecting in the way that we were pre-pandemic. We can't go out to a lot of the workplace blood drives. The high school and church blood drives that we used to go to aren't options for us anymore. So we're still struggling to maintain those collections, but we're growing the blood supply day by day, trying to get back to what we were pre-pandemic.
And that's how Big 12 fans can help out. Chelsea, let's talk about the Champions Save Lives blood drive. The when, the where, the how, all that good stuff.
Yep. So the blood drive is going to be held on March 10th, 11th, and 12th. It'll be from 2 to 7 on the 10th, and then 11 to 7 on the 11th and 12th. It'll be held at Bartle Hall, and all presenting donors are actually going to be entered in a drawing to receive autographed Big 12 memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 team. So they'll get to choose. If they win, they'll get to choose which team they want to receive memorabilia from. So that'll be fun. But in general, it's a blood drive just like any other. It saves lives, and we need donors to come on out. There's going to be a lot of Big 12 fans already there. So we're hopeful that if they've got some extra time, they can come on out, make a donation, and save some lives.
So if you've been to the Big 12 tournament at T-Mobile Center and you've hung out at the Power and Light District, to get to Bartle Hall, you just shoot down 13th Street. Bartle Hall, maybe it's a 5-minute walk, and it's right across the street from Municipal Auditorium where the women will be playing. So it's close. It's convenient. Chelsea Smith is joining us. She's the Outreach and Communications Coordinator for the Community Blood Center. She's on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Tell us more about the Community Blood Center.
Yeah, we actually provide most of the blood products to hospitals in our area. About 90% of the hospitals in the greater Kansas City area, which includes much of western Kansas and central and eastern Missouri, we supply about 90% of those hospitals with all the blood products that they need to treat patients. So that includes It includes cancer patients who are needing platelets to get through their treatments. It includes trauma victims. And most recently, it includes COVID-19 patients. We are able to collect convalescent plasma in a certain capacity as well, which is used to treat some of the worst infections that our hospitals are seeing of COVID-19. So a lot of blood products that we collect and supply to our area. And we're hopeful that this Champion Save Lives blood drive is going to help us continue sustaining that blood supply throughout the next few months.
Absolutely. And then, Chelsea, you have COVID-19 safety protocols in place, too. So completely safe to do this.
Yeah, just like everyone else, we've had to institute a host of new safety protocols over the past year or so. For us, we were already in the healthcare system, so we were already pretty clean and hygienic to begin with, but we have upped the ante, and staff and donors must wear masks at all of our blood drives, all of our donor centers. We have enhanced disinfecting protocols, and social distancing remains in place across all of our locations. So beds, chairs, medical history booths, those are all spaced out 6 feet apart or more if we can afford that. We do operate on an appointments preferred schedule basis. So we ask that you make an appointment if at all possible, but we can take walk-ins if the capacity safely allows. We also have a whole bunch of other safety protocols listed on our website at savealifenow.org/coronavirus. So we encourage you, if you're one of those donors who may be on the fence about whether or not you want to come donate due to safety reasons, we completely understand. Please visit that website, take a look, and see if that makes you feel any more comfortable about coming in and donating.
Yeah, that's great. Chelsea, I'm glad you brought up about appointments, because I was going to ask this. Obviously, fans are going to be spending time at P&L. They're going to have a beer or two, their favorite cocktail, maybe a Natty Light seltzer. This is probably something you want to plan on. You want to do the blood drive thing before you hit the Power and Light District, right?
Yeah, we would suggest that for sure. So we want you, if you're going to donate blood, to come well hydrated, having drank lots of water beforehand, but then also having eaten a full meal. So definitely make sure that if you're going to go out, if you're going to enjoy yourself at Power and Light, your donation should happen first. And then we also encourage you to be careful after your donation. So no strenuous activity, things like that. Just take it a little easier after your blood donation. But if you come well hydrated and having eaten well, you should be just fine and not have any problems at all.
Outstanding. So you got a chance to win prizes, represent your Big 12 school, and help out the community. Chelsea, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck. And I think we're going to have a good year and a successful season this March.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Safe. At Academy Sports and Outdoors, we love the sounds of spring. And for all the ways you love to play, Academy makes it easier than ever to gear up and have fun out there. Kickstart spring with the best baseball and fishing gear, plus apparel from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Columbia. Get free shipping on your favorite brands at Academy.com, or get free curbside or in-store pickup at your Academy store. Free shipping applies to most orders over $25.
All right, a full slate of games on Thursday as the Big 12 tries to cram in as many games as they can. Remember last week we had Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, on, and he said, basically broke the news that Kansas would have a game and they would take on a school from Texas. Well, they're taking on UTEP Thursday at 7, so he was right on the money there. Thanks to Chelsea Smith, Community Blood Center, Jeff Haxton from Texas Tech, and Joe Nunley from Baylor. Joining me, Bill Pollack on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.